This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. With 2 weeks to the tax deadline, a lot of us are trying to figure out how to cut our tax bills. Now, if we lived in Germany, we could do this quite easily by giving up religion. That's right. Any German who belongs to a Catholic or Protestant church has to pay a special tax that pays for church operations. As John Lorenzen reports from Berlin, hundreds of thousands of German Christians have done the math and decided to have a little less faith.
So there's some black tea or green tea.
I'm having tea with engineer Stefan Fullstroh in his chic modern apartment in Berlin. He's a classy kind of guy, and I wouldn't be so crass as to ask what he earns, but from the look of this place, it's quite a lot. Stefan, though, no longer pays the church tax that used to gobble up 4% of his salary. Is it, I ask, that he's lost his faith?
No, actually, it was more about the money. I think my mother, she was a bit, how can you leave church? But for me, it was more the fact that I will no longer pay church tax.
And so now, do you sometimes sneak into church nevertheless, I don't know, Christmas or Easter? Or?
Yes, of course, I do actually. Yes. In church, do I feel guilty? No, not really. But sometimes I wonder if I should go back or become a member of church. I mean, obviously, when you have your funeral, no priest will come to your funeral, so that's a downside maybe, but that's a few years from now.
Surveying the church pews every Sunday, Pastor Johann Hinrich Clausen, Dean of the Hamburg region, has an eye out for tax dodgers, especially wealthy ones. The figures, he agrees, are worrying. Christians, Protestants and Catholics combined are leaving their churches at a rate of about 300,000 people a year. His church is trying to diversify its revenues so it can maintain church buildings, pay the pastors and so on. But he says Germany should keep its church taxes.
They have been invented 100 years ago in order to make the people of the church pay for the work of the church, and not only the patrons or the king or the Kaiser. So church tax was invented to democratize the church. That's still an old and, I think, very good idea. And it takes more from people who earn more and less from people who earn less and nothing from people who earn nothing.
But what to do when those who can pay don't? Last year, Germany's Catholic bishops took a tough line. A member who refuses to pay taxes will no longer be allowed to receive communion or make confession, to serve as godparents or to hold any office in the church. Those who leave can also be refused a Christian burial unless they give some sign of repentance. The Protestants are more accommodating. Wolfgang Georgsdorf is a lapsed Protestant who doesn't pay the church tax.
When my mother died at the age of 67, we wanted the pastor, who was my religious teacher and my brothers too, to come and hold a service. And we admitted that our mother was not in the Protestant church for years before she died anymore. And he said, well, I think she quit because of the money, because she couldn't afford it. She had to save money for her life, and I have understanding for that, and that should not stand in the way that I am holding the service. And he did.
Other believers, though, when it's time to meet their maker, will be able to stretch out in their coffins with great moral ease. Sebastian Wendland, for example, who says he's happy to pay the tax, even though he's not much of a churchgoer. He thinks church schools and kindergartens and hospitals and so on provide a healthy alternative to the state sector. And as a marketing director for a beer company, he's travelled quite a bit in the US and doesn't much like what he's seen of the American model of church funding.
I had often seen their churches that look a little bit like they have too much of a consumer orientation in a way, yeah? Where they're playing rock music and, you know, they're doing all sorts of crazy stuff and so on. And I have nothing against rock music, but I would want to have a church that is doing the right thing for the community and for God, but not do stuff to attract a sort of clientele.
In Berlin, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.